This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hundreds of Hong Kong student protesters who had barricaded themselves at a university attempted to flee the besieged campus early Monday after an overnight standoff. As the students made what appeared to be a concerted effort to leave the campus of Hong Kong Polytechnic University, they were chased by police who fired tear gas. VOA saw police arrest dozens of students who were detained with plastic wire ties around their wrists. Some were marched in front of reporters as they were taken away. Earlier, police said they were arresting students on riot-related charges. It's not clear how many students remain on campus or how many have been arrested. The number of casualties also isn't clear. Police overnight had warned they would use lethal force if they continued to be attacked. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is determined to protect the whistleblower in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has more.
Pelosi appeared on CBS's Face the Nation, saying she'll make sure President Trump doesn't intimidate the whistleblower. Last week, Trump criticized his former ambassador to Ukraine by tweet as she was testifying, prompting accusations of witness intimidation. But should the whistleblower have to testify? Democratic Congressman Sean Patrick Murphy says it's not necessary.
The law that the Congress passed protects the anonymity of whistleblowers because we want them to use the legal process without retribution.
But Republican Congressman Chris Stewart has a different view.
How in the world can you impeach the President of the United States and never hear from the person who started that process?
Both Maloney and Stewart spoke on ABC's This Week. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Syrian opposition activists say airstrikes on a rebel-held village in the country's northwest have killed five people. Sunday's airstrike hit a village in Idlib province, the last major rebel stronghold in Syria. This is VOA News. Protesters in Lebanon came out en masse on Sunday, marking a full month of demonstrations against corruption and a host of other grievances. The protests continue as the government struggles to rebuild after Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri stepped down late last month. The latest pick for prime minister, a former finance minister, said on Saturday he doesn't want the job because the country's leadership is too divided. Former defense chief Gotabaya Rajapakse has won Sri Lanka's presidential election. Seen by some as a strong hand to protect the country against extremism, he's seen by others as a man who should be tried for alleged war crimes. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
For some, Sri Lanka's new president is the man to defeat enemies of the state, such as those who carried out deadly Easter Sunday attacks earlier this year. For others, he should be tried for war crimes over allegations of killings, torture and disappearances of scores of people during the final stages of a war against Tamil separatists a decade ago. Gotabaya Rajapaksa was declared the winner of Sri Lanka's presidential election on Sunday. He's the younger brother of former President Mahinda Rajapaksa. And the pair, with Gotabaya as defense chief, gave the military a free hand in 2009 to crush the Tamil Tigers and end a 26-year war.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg is apologizing for not ending the controversial stop-and-frisk police procedure sooner in his city. This comes ahead of a potential Democratic presidential run. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Addressing a black church in Brooklyn and noting some may have even been stopped and frisked when he was mayor, Bloomberg says he now sees he made a mistake.
I was wrong, and I'm sorry.
As mayor, he aggressively pursued the tactic, giving police wide authority to detain people suspected of a crime.
I got something important really wrong. I didn't understand that back then, the full impact that stops were having on the black and Latino communities.
Repenting in front of the congregation at the Christian Cultural Center shows the power and importance of black voters and the fact Bloomberg's record on stop and frisk could be one of his biggest vulnerabilities in a presidential run. Julie Walker, New York.
At least seven people were killed and eight injured on Sunday after a gas pipeline exploded in Bangladesh. A witness says the injured were taken to a hospital. And the death toll could rise as some were in critical condition. And Venetians coped with another exceptional tide on Sunday. Stores and museums in Venice were mostly closed in the hardest hit area around St. Mark's Square. But tourists wearing rubber boots still came out to witness and photograph the flooding. Venice's tide office says the peak tide of 1.5 meters hit just after 1 p.m. local time. Marissa Melton, VOA News.